All right, there we are. How you doing, babe?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up? Sandman, he's coming in. Hold on a minute. I was having like a little bit of a technical glitch myself. Let me see if I could fix this.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
No.
You got that pierced? You got your septum pierced, Chip? Yeah.
Nah, it was okay. It's all fixed. Hold on a second. Everything's cool now.
Did that hurt, Chip, when you got your septum pierced like that? Was that painful?
Oh, I forgot about that. Nah, it was cool, man. It didn't hurt.
And it's a cool bracelet, too.
Oh, thanks, man. You know how it is. I'm just sitting here chilling out, just being who I am. But hold on a second. Is this the headphone working?
You got your ear pierced too.
No, I didn't.
Is it both of them or just
the one? Yeah, they were both like that for a long time. See, like they both, I had them like that for a long time.
I didn't.
I never noticed that. Those.
Oh, yeah. It's old school. Welcome, Margaret. It's your first time, m'lady. Welcome to the show.
Very much. I'm so honored to be here. I'm so excited.
I'm happy to have you. Now, before Sam came in, I seen you and Karen, and you guys are both kind of like talking about your dogs, but I didn't want to eavesdrop. So what was happening? What were you discussing?
We just talking about how much we love our dogs.
Did you ever have a bigger dog? I had a dog one time. It was a pit bull.
Ooh, I like pit bulls.
Yeah. My mother's boyfriend used to bring him over. He was really cute. And apparently he liked to wrestle around with the other dogs in a pit. Like they would go there and they would play with each other in a pit. And he said that was what they did for fun.
Ooh, yeah. That's fun. That's good. That's good exercise.
Yeah, that's what he said. But I was like, how come there's a bunch of men throwing money, screaming around the pit? What are they doing? I didn't understand.
That's not that fun. That's not that fun then. That's animal abuse.
Oh, yeah, maybe he did. I don't know. He said that they enjoyed it, and I asked him another question, but then he kicked me in the mouth.
Oh, jeez.
So let me ask you, Margaret, how many tats you got? Because I'm thinking of getting one myself.
Oh.
I have about 70.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was your first one, babe? What was your first one?
The one on my stomach, which is a big snake. And it was real big, so that was a big one. It will hurt though. It hurts on your stomach.
It does, right?
Yeah.
What made you get one on your stomach? I was gonna get one on my stomach that just said "Home of the Devil," but I just decided against it.
Why would the devil be in your stomach?
What's that?
Why would the home of the devil be in your stomach?
That was what the tattoo artist asked me. He goes, "It don't make sense. Why would he live in your stomach?" I didn't have an answer.
Yeah, because you'd have to answer it all the time then if you got it there.
Yeah.
But I think it is a very painful place. It just seemed like, I don't know, like it just seemed like it would be a cool place to start because I always wanted to get them all over. So I thought, oh, I'll just start here. But it hurts a lot.
Did the snake represent, because I had a snake and he represented something to me. Like he was about, was about the temptation of the fruit.
Right.
Oh my God.
That was what my snake represented.
Yes. I like it because it's all about transformation. Snakes are all about shedding skin and change. So I wanted that for that.
Yeah, they do shed skin, but mine was all about the temptation of the fruit, and he has tempted and you have taken the fruit, and that was kind of why I did it. I got a snake. Yeah.
You mean you bought a snake as the symbol of a snake? You actually just bought a snake?
Yeah, well, I had a snake. I did purchase one.
Did you pass gas, Chip?
Did you just fart, Chip?
No, I did not. Don't say that. It's Margaret's first time. I don't want her to think that I don't know how to run a podcast. Yeah, I did. I had a snake.
I know you did.
He was evil.
You bought a snake as the symbol of the snake in the Bible.
Yeah, I was like, this is about the temptation and the fruit and whatnot. Karen, you understand.
Yeah, Sam, what's he supposed to buy, a chihuahua to symbolize a snake? What are you talking about? Of course he's going to buy a live snake to symbolize the snake.
Well, why? It would just be a snake. It wouldn't be a symbol of a snake. It would just be a snake.
I kept trying to give him an apple, and I was walking around saying, what do you think this means?
just a very literal interpretation.
Yeah.
It's not that it's bad. It's just just very on the nose. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. My snake, his name was Bill, and I would put an apple in his mouth, and I would bring him around and show people and say, guess what this means? And they would say the Bible, and I would go, yep.
Yep, you guessed it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So listen, Margaret, that was some nice text you sent to Norton for me. Thank you. I read it over his show. He doesn't like me to read his text messages because they're always lame. He's always sexting and he thinks he's good at it. Oh, he sucks.
He does suck.
Oh, he sucks.
At sexting? He's not good at sexting.
Nah, he's fucking awful.
Give me one example.
What's that? He'll send a picture of his like fucking pecker. And he'll be like, you know, I'd like to slip this. I'm like, fucking lame. Boo. Boo. Right in his fucking ear. Sucks.
Aww.
What did Margaret's text say?
That she was supportive of Chipperson and that she enjoyed Chip.
I'm a big fan. And I love the gotcha gotcha. I love a catchphrase, which we don't usually see in comedy nowadays. I don't even know any comedians who have a catchphrase. I guess that you're the only one who has a catchphrase nowadays.
Thanks, babe. You know, I was thinking, I have another one I'm working on called No One Gives Me Respect. Like, I'm thinking about doing that one. No One Gives Me Respect. I kind of like that one. Yeah. That's cool, right?
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What's
gotcha,
another good?
Gotcha's a good one.
Gotcha is a really good one because it fits all occasions. Like, I've been playing that game for years.
And you could use that one internationally because it has got kind of like a flavor that you could go to lots of different countries with it. It's got kind of a Japanese sound. It's got kind of a Latin sound, an Italian sound.
Let me ask you something. What's a fun prank you would play? Like if I went to a different country, like I was in England one time and I was like, I played a couple of pranks. I did a little bit of gotcha gotcha. It was really fun.
Uh-huh. I don't know, a fire in the elevator. I don't know. Maybe
that's a great one. I've done that one. Oh, hold on a second. You saw my nursery school special. I did that one already.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Instead of fire in the nursery school, they're all going crazy. We laughed about it, you know.
Yeah. Something like that. I mean, any kind of urgent, like, yeah. And fire anywhere is good. I'm just looking at your backdrop. So that's what you think of that.
You know what it is? It symbolizes the way I see life, you know, because you know me, like I'm like, I rock all the way through. I don't slow down ever.
Yeah. So when you're like rocking and rocking, you gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah. Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm glad you liked it too. It didn't win the tournament, which I felt it should have. And I'm going to find every comedian and demand to know who they voted for. And then we will see.
Well, I voted for you. So that's the thing. It's like, you already know, I'm so transparent in my voting.
Yeah, I appreciated that. So you are safe from the Chip Army. Margaret is an ally, but those that are not will see what happens. Believe me, if you think that's hot behind me, wait till you see the fire they set.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to put them in the wood chipper?
Nice.
Fuck yeah. Choose them up. Oh, this old thing? Yeah, I had this for a while.
Hey, yes. Chip, you had mentioned when you were in England, when you were in London, you were doing pranks. I didn't realize that you had even traveled internationally.
Yep.
You just kind of what kind of pranks did you do in London?
He does like a chip chippery chip chip chiru.
That's I didn't do that. I didn't think of that one. I set my watch at a different time than Big Ben, and I'm like, look, Big Ben's wrong.
That's good.
And they looked up and they're like, what? And I'm like, gotcha, gotcha. And I got a bunch of people like that.
Chip, when you were in London, did they call you Crisp?
God damn it, I hate crisps. Oh, I know what I did. I took a rattle and I threw it over the fence at Buckingham Palace and Prince Andrew ran out and I yelled, gotcha, gotcha. Oh, a little mug tickles.
septum piercing.
Yeah, you know, I'm used to having it though. I don't mind a little bit of pain. So you got 70 tattoos. Which one hurt the most? Was it the stomach one?
I think the one behind my knees. I have ones that are behind, the behind my knees, the ones that hurt the most. They hurt so bad, I didn't finish them.
What'd you get?
I have just latches, so it looks like I have doll legs, which are, you know, like, because I wanted my legs to be kind of look like they were, like, animatronic. It's stupid. Yeah.
No, I love that.
That's awesome.
But it looks like it looks incomplete because it's incomplete. Because I couldn't, it was so painful that I just gave up because I was like, this is not going to work because I can't. I one leg is almost finished, but the other one, I was like, I can't do this. It because you could feel it so, all the nerves are there. Also, like, it's the same part, like the corresponding part of the elbow, inside the elbow. Like, I couldn't do this arm because it was just, this one hurt so bad. So. Those parts of the body are very strange.
I was going to do like a robot thing too. You ever heard of the group Styx?
Yes.
They got a cool song called Mr. Roboto. And I was going to get that tattooed like on my back. I thought that would be cool because I like that song.
I like that song. You mean that whole album art? Kilroy was here with the nose.
That's right. No, I was just going to get a robot like pop locking and it was going to say Dome Arigato and then it was going to say Mr. Roboto with like musical notes coming off it.
I think that's excellent. I want to see that.
Especially if you do it like rounded with the text, you could put it right above the tailbone there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It can go right over my tailbone cyst and cover it.
You have a cyst?
Yeah, my tailbone.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
I don't know how you got that.
It's been there, and I want to pop it, but I want to try to do it where I could smell it. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull that off.
Oh.
Is it a love blister?
No. This has been there for a long time. Hey, Karen, I seen your Instagram. Fucking looking really good.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're dancing and stuff. I kind of liked it.
I've been doing my own interpretation of some really good choreography. It doesn't look good when I do it, but I'm having fun.
Yeah, and it started out like as a goof, like, I'm going to be ironic. And then you're like, fuck it, I can really dance. And you're dancing.
I mean, when the music hits, I can't help but what my body does. You know, the music takes over.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. Margaret, are you a dancer?
Not really, no. But I do enjoy when people dance. I like to watch it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
See, I'm critical when I see somebody dance. Like somebody will like be at a wedding or something having fun and I'll just stand there and scream, "You can't fucking dance." I just start yelling at them. Boo! Oh, you dance shitty. And then someone's like, "Come on, that's the father and the bride." Chipper, come on. Everybody's laughing, you know. They're crying about.
Yeah. Why not?
It is funny.
It's good natured, right?
It's cute. It is cute.
I think so. It's very good natured. They expect it. That's what they deserve.
Yeah, they do. So I'm going to find out now. Let's talk to the ladies for a second, Sammy. Let me ask you now, Karen, are you still single? And Margaret, are you still single? Let's really get the party going. Yeah, well, all right, wait. Oh, how do you do it?
I don't know. I'm trying to learn from Margaret.
I'm watching Sam. I can't do it.
This is how long we're supposed to wash our hands for.
That's right. I
can't do it.
Get the wrists and get the thumbs.
Oh, yeah, peckers.
What?
I'm not single. I'm actually, I'm actually not, which is really, it's quite different, although I'm not living with anybody, so I'm living alone. But I am in a very nice relationship, which I think is a good thing. I think it's better to live alone, though.
Yeah, I like living alone, too, just because I get to spread out and, like, do my Tai Chi and the things that I do when I wake up in the morning.
Yes.
I'm spiritual.
Yes. Do you do it very slowly outside, or do you do it indoors?
Do what?
Tai Chi.
I just do it when I'm driving.
Oh, you do? Wow, okay. That's great.
Yeah, no, I don't do it in the house. I mean, I like it, but I could, but I decided against it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long you been with this person? Do you want to say, is this recent or is this long term? I mean, we really get to it here.
I've been seeing him since, I've been seeing him for, since December.
Oh, okay. So it's like a pandemic thing. Like it kind of started out when times were good and now times are crazy. And that's when you really test. My mother used to always say to me, Chipper, I hear that in the bedroom, you can't cut the mustard.
What?
Cut the mustard.
My mother said that to me. One of my girlfriends was complaining that I was failing.
To your
By
mom?
Cutting the mustard?
To your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, my mother said, I hear you don't cut the mustard in the sack, Lyle.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But what is cutting the mustard? Is it
I guess it
strange?
Means doing it right. Like, you can't cut the mustard. Like, you know, really giving it to her good. You can't accomplish it. Let me look it up. What does cut the mustard mean? Hold on. Cut the
I remember
mustard.
People would say put some mustard on it, and that would mean like put
on
a little.
On your cooter.
I mean, sure, if it's itchy, I've heard that works. But I think it's just like put a little oomph on it, right? Put a little extra, a little force behind it.
Cut the mustard means you don't live up to expectations.
Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, what did you say? Did you tell your mom that was – quite frankly, none of her business.
No, I said, yeah. Look, Ma, no. You can't be rude to your mother. You got to be.
What was that sound?
What?
I heard something while you were talking.
The chair squeaked.
All right, it didn't
Put
look
that
like
part
you were
out.
It just Put didn't look like out. You were moving, but that's no problem. I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
So my mother asked, she said that to me, but I would never be rude to my mother. You just got to answer her.
What did you say when she said that she had heard that you weren't cutting the mustard in the sack?
I was like, yeah, you should have seen how creamy she got down there. Then you'd say something else.
Oh, that's
you can't
gross.
Talk to your mom about that. That's they're supposed to have boundaries with your parents.
We do. That was always said about it. But she's like, I heard you don't cut the mustard in the sack, Chipper. And I'm like, you should have seen how creamy she was, Mom. We laughed about it. Yeah. She got really creamy. So December.
Food descriptive. The food, I don't know.
Yeah.
The food realm, I think, is a little.
It's a lot.
I don't, we could, I mean, if we could use a different kind of adjective realm.
I like spraying like whipped cream. Whipped cream is nice. I've licked whipped cream off girls a lot. Sam, you ever do that?
Yeah, I mean, all the time.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, it's super hot.
Is it whipped cream?
Whipped cream, right along the scalp.
What?
I put it on a girl's much blah. I put it on her scalp like that, and then I licked it off. She went bananas. Oh, there you go, lipstick. See, that's cool. I like a girl with lipstick. That's a nice color.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's really
lipstick,
nice.
A little whipped cream on the scalp.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That is one of the most important erogenous zones. The scalp.
Isn't it, babe? Doesn't that get you crazy?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You got a nice scalp.
Until you get that face.
So, Karen, what's your dating like? Talking.
Oh, you know, I think I'm just going to keep to myself for a while, you know, keep learning about myself and growing and all that. I think I'm just going to wait for love to find me, and that's it.
Okay, so here's what, let me translate. What Karen does is she dates somebody, and then she comes on this program, and she talks about everything that's wrong with them sexually and emotionally. And I guess the word has gotten out that she's a blabbermouth.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's okay.
I am.
Why not? That's fine. Good.
I sort of went through, like, an emotional upheaval with my last one, like, recently. And so I'm sort of just trying to clear the air, you know, just... Okay. Keep stay in my lane, stay focused.
Yeah.
Well, let's everybody go around and confess a secret.
What is this? Like a sleepover?
No.
Let's everybody confess a secret. Karen Guy, confess a secret. Come on, it'll be cute.
I have a good secret.
Oh, I knew you would be game. Go ahead, Margaret, start us off.
I got so stressed out on a job last week that I tore off my right toenail completely. And I went to a salon, and they glued a fake toenail on.
How did you tear it off? You got angry?
I was stressed, and you know, kind of when you, sometimes I'll pick a hangnail.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like that, but I was sitting. So I was picking on a toenail, and I kept doing it. and it was my feet had been dry. I hadn't had a pedicure in a while, and it just
how long?
Like
9 years.
It was like, yeah, for like since March. I hadn't had a pedicure since March, and it was like real bad. Oh. And I just kept picking, and I was stressed. And you know when you're like not paying attention and your skin's dry, I was in Palm Springs.
Yep.
And I didn't realize. And I ripped off my whole toenail, and it was like so messed up.
Did it hurt?
Not when it was happening, because I didn't notice it. I mean, it hurt a little bit, but it's kind of like when the skin's like really dry, you're kind of like, you know, like hangnails kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
My mother's got toe fungus, and they said the nail bed is rotted. So my mother had a couple of toes fall off. Like she said, Chip, I massaged my feet, and I was rubbing the back of her toe, and I pushed the fat pad of her toe, and the nail just fell off. And then the room smelled like French onion soup.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yeah, her toes. So what did you do? Like, did it hurt a lot, like, after a little while?
No, it never really hurt. I was just, like, shocked. I was like, I just looked at it, and I was like, oh. And then I was just really surprised because I had not realized. And then I just went to the nail salon. And then they asked me what if I wanted a nail on. I was like, oh, yeah. So they just glued an acrylic on there.
I have a foot fetish. I would have kissed it if the nail bed was there, because you never get a nice, tender nail bed. That's thing you never get. That's every fetish's dream, is to get a nice, tender, fresh nail bed and just kiss it back to health.
Well,
I used to get ingrown toenails when I did ballet, and they would just pus. Does that sound good? No?
Wait, ingrown toenails from ballet. Is that because you're on your toes and whatnot and things of that nature?
Yeah, you do point shoes, so they're really smushed in there, you know? So if you didn't touch it, you let it get infected, it would get pretty bad.
Well, that was a good secret, Margaret. Don't think I forgot the game we're playing. Go ahead, Karen, your turn. Tell us the sexy secret.
I was having like a light period. It's like watery, but I looked it up and it could be like an embedded sperm. Like I could be pregnant.
What do you mean embedded?
I don't, like, it could be like sometimes, like if you have like a light period, it's the embedding bleeding. I just Googled I Googled it. So I'm pregnant. Secret.
All right, cool. Do you know who the guy is? The guy you like?
No, I was hoping you did.
All right.
We play one of these episodes from like 30 days ago.
Now let me ask you, Sam, give us a sexy secret. I got one too.
Can I hear yours to figure out like kind of the lane that we're going down? Because I don't know how. I mean, I'm not that interesting, you know.
I was out with this girl.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in my car, and we began necking.
Oh wow! Okay, I didn't know we were going that risque. To tell you the truth, that's
necking.
Wow.
Yes.
Necking. You did.
I was rubbing her knee.
That's not necking.
No, but we were kissing, and I rubbed her knee.
With your neck?
No, with my hand. I did this on her knee, like just like that. Yeah. I rubbed her knee.
Good.
And I said to her, so all kidding aside, are you getting wet?
What'd she say?
I think that something must have been burning in the house, because she got out and she slammed the door so hard my window shattered.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So I guess it was yes. That was a yes. Go ahead, Sam. Give us a sexy secret.
Oh, man. I didn't know we were going that sexy. I don't have very many sexy secrets, Chip. I've been married for a long time.
Okay, how about a...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when the last time my wife and I necked, to tell you the truth.
How about this? Yeah. Just one tale of infidelity. Like one time you cheated... Like maybe she wasn't feeling well, or there was like something sad going on in the family, and you went out and cheated just once.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's been pregnant twice, so those are long spans of time, you know?
Yep. That's okay. I won't say nothing.
Oh, thanks, man.
I know she's a fan of the podcast. But Karen, what are you doing? Why are you smelling your fingers?
I was just like secret safe with me, too.
Have you ever been unfaithful in a relationship, Margaret, Karen? I have, believe me.
Chip, with your options, I would imagine it's difficult to, monogamy must be impossible for somebody like you.
That's yeah. exactly what I tried telling her. I'm like, babe, you're lucky I gave you 2 weeks, you know.
That's so classy.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah. I don't think I've cheated because I usually have like open relationships. So I've never cheated really.
Wait, you don't get jealous and they don't get jealous?
I've gotten jealous and there's been jealousy there, but usually I try to establish some kind of open relationship or some kind of way to have a freedom because I don't like monogamy.
Me neither. What's a no-no in an open relationship? See, I got a couple of them and I got in trouble.
I think a no-no is really to purposely make people jealous or to, be aggressive about like bringing people around that your partner doesn't want to see you with. And, yeah. you know, like that kind of stuff is just to be very like covert about certain things. Like if there's like a person that your partner's maybe threatened by or, you know, just to be cool about it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you can't bring them. Like, for instance, if you and your girl are in an open relationship, and all of a sudden, like, you don't, not sure it's an open relationship. You go to a house and you look in the shrubs and she has two friends in the bedroom with her. And she says, get out of here, Chipper. And she closes the blinds. She shouldn't bring them around to your house the next day to borrow money.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not cool.
So the guys don't get jealous?
We try to make sure we don't get jealous, but we, you know, people get jealous.
Yeah.
It happens.
How about
and
you?
Also, no crabs.
Oh, no crabs. I got to be honest. All kidding aside, I've had them 3 times.
Jeez. Oh, okay.
Twice from the same girl, you know? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very what was her name? You don't remember?
She said, what was her name?
Oh, no, I don't even remember.
Crabby Christina?
Very far apart between the two?
No, I would say about a week.
So you just went back to the crab buffet.
It was the same case then.
I went right back and I wasn't sure if it was her or not. And then I had sex with her again. I saw one of them little mugs. I'm like, guilty as charged.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she sure did. Gotcha. I threw one of them little fellas in a pot and cooked it. I love this product. You know why? Because everyone has an ass. But if you don't take care of your asshole feels like what's going on behind me. It's hot and it hurts. Everyone deserves the gift of tushy. Wiping your butt with dry toilet paper doesn't remove all the shit. God knows I've tried. I've even used a hat once in a while. I use my hand if I'm in a pinch. None of it gets all the shit. You're just mushing it and smearing it around like peanut butter. It's great if you got jelly. Chipperson, get back on point. If you had shit on any other part of your body, would you wipe it off with dry paper? Water cleans better than paper, you silly geese. Now, thankfully, there's a sleek new bidet attachment that clips onto your existing toilet and sprays your butt completely clean with fresh water. You don't even have to reach back and grab it and rip it open. It's called tushy. And it's the best thing you can do for your butt, believe me. And I've done some horrible things to mine. Tushy sprays, direct sprays. This is tushy sprays. It doesn't spay. It doesn't make you not be able to have babies. Tushy sprays directly into your hiney, removes the poop completely so you're not sitting on bacteria that leads to nasty things like hemorrhoids, yeast infections, UTIs, itchy assholes, and skid marks. Although I like the skid marks. Tushy, I gotta disagree. Chipperson enjoys a good skid mark just because I like to hold it up as a sight gag. Tushy sprays your ass with fresh water. It's not toilet water. Get that through your head. It's not toilet water. Tushy connects to the water supply behind the toilet to spray your dirty parts with clean, fresh water. The same water you brush your teeth with, although you might not want to do it over the toilet. You'll feel silly. Wet wipes are worse than toilet paper. They're terrible for the environment, and they clog everything up. They cause anal fissures. Great name for a band, by the way, I say parenthetically. You don't want your anus fissuring. It's only $79. $79 to keep your hiney in good shape. The Tushy Ottoman helps you get everything out. It's like a sexy tooth or cloud that helps you poop. It's only $69. So I'm going to guess you put your feet up on there, and it's like a sexy a tooth. I don't understand the tooth thing. Hope it doesn't get stuck in your hiney. I like a nice bidet spraying in my crack. So if you're still using paper, you're really 1985. Wiping is disgusting. How many times has my finger slipped through the toilet paper and gotten shit on my thumb? I'll tell you how many. 6,475. I put a dime in a jar every time I do it. I'm coughing. Bathroom is the modern day self-care oasis. Does not cost $1 zillion to upgrade your bathroom, and you deserve instant luxury. Tushy only costs $79, and it will change your life. Go to hellotushy.com/chip. We love these advertisers. hellotushy.com/chip. Get 10% off your order and free shipping. Chipperson says, take care of your asshole for Pete's sake. But Karen, let me ask you something.
What?
You ever been unfaithful in a relationship?
Not my last one, I'm very proud to say.
How long were you with him?
Over a year.
Okay. But you have in the past been unfaithful?
I have.
Have you ever made love to one person and told them how much better the other person was?
No, I would never be that specific. I don't like being hurtful while I'm intimate.
Oh, no, but it might not hurt him. It might be the only way he can come.
Listen.
Are you sure that's what you want to hear, Chipper?
Yeah. If he told me that's what he wanted to hear, then that's one thing. I'm happy to please.
Yeah. Are we definitely still talking to Chip?
Well, you know, it bleeds through. Sometimes the wall is very thin, and certain scents will seep under the wall from him to me. Not what I want, but it happens. You know,
right.
All cuckolding thing. I didn't ask for it, but it's there. You know. What did I say? Sam, what? Sum it up. What did I say?
It's your direct quote. I don't need to just repeat the joke again. It won't be any good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I kind of like that. See, Margaret, you're an open book. That's good. Sam's a little bit closed off, and Karen's also an open book. And me, believe me, I wrote the book.
Yeah.
But all kidding aside, Sam, have you ever been unfaithful?
I've never.
Not to your wife now. Of course not. We all know, you know. But I'm saying, like, you know, with someone else, you know, maybe somebody in the past that we're not talking about.
No, I have never been unfaithful before, Chip.
You ever get caught cheating, Karen? I have.
Yes.
Well, how'd you get caught? Girl asked me, she's like, where were you? I'm like, I was fucking your friend.
No, oh, that's
shit.
Dumb.
Shouldn't have said that. I know.
Someone, I'm always being pried upon, like my privacy is being invaded. Like someone went through my iPad and then somehow jumped on from the cloud to my text messages. So they saw that I was texting someone else.
Oh, at the moment?
Yeah, they watched a text exchange.
And where were you in the house with them? That's a Lulu.
I was on a trip. I was taking a trip to Boston, and I was texting him on while I was on the bus. This was a low point in my life financially.
Karen,
sure was.
You're still blaming the other people for prying on you.
Yes, I am, and I will do so forever.
Even though they caught you cheating on them.
You were being unfaithful. You were being a Jezebel.
You were being a Jezebel, to be fair.
Woman of lower stock.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
Sure.
This relationship I was in, it was an open relationship. So the problem was I was not respecting one boundary that we had set up.
No groups? What was the boundary you weren't respecting?
We weren't supposed to sleep with other comics.
Oh.
She likes what she likes.
Yeah.
So wait. So you were hooking up with another comedian.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, were these salty? Yeah. Did you make love to this person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Now, let me ask you. Will you guys like talking comedy after?
Yeah, sometimes, sure. We'll throw on a YouTube video after. Why not?
So your boyfriend said no comics, but you were with another comic.
Yeah.
And you had to. Now, did the other comic and him have to talk?
No, I was really hoping they would fight over me. You know, I would like, that would be like, I could masturbate to that for years to come. You know, if they got into fisticuffs over me.
Yeah, I've had a couple girls swing over me. How about you, Margaret? Do you like dating comedians, or do you find it's a little too close to home, as my mother would say?
I don't know. I don't think, I don't know. I guess it's, I haven't dated a comedian for a bit, so I don't know. But I've dated a few of them. I guess it's nice because they're right there, so they're close to home. That's a nice thing. And there's quite a few of them. And then we get along because I like laughing. So they're a lot of fun and they're always around. So that's good. But
but isn't that the disadvantage too? They're always around. That's what I say. I say, give me my space, babe. You know.
But then you also kind of think of them, to me, they're also somewhat like family members too.
That's hot, right? Yeah. That's what I would like. Oh, wait, no, forget it. No, forget it. Apologize. I misread.
So that's a little
time.
Yeah. I'll say this. There was one comedian that talked about you and said nice thing. He said that you told him he had a big penis, and I took my hat off to him. I was like, my respects. You know, respect that. He said, he's like, yeah, Margaret told me I had a big penis. Not me, but him. I was like, oh, that's chill. Good for you.
You gave him your respects.
He said that, and I was like, you know, we remember the same club, you know what I'm saying?
The big penis club, yeah.
So let me ask you something. Is that important? What kind of guys do you like? I don't know much about you like that. Now, do you like women who like me, they like a man who's obviously got humor and tenderness and has some type of a connection to many realms.
I do like a man like that. I think I like a lot of different kinds of men. There's never a type. They're always different. Usually my age or older, although the man that I'm seeing now is younger, but not by much. He's only about 4 years younger than me. So I'm 51. So that's about as young as I'll go. 4 years or 5 years, maybe younger.
Because you like somebody who's mature. You want a maturity. Yes.
I think so. But I have been with significantly younger. I went around with a man who was 26 that was too young. Mm. Oh, it was much too young. I was very disturbed by that.
Now, why? Was he not mentally good? Was he not sensible?
No, he was very smart and really attractive and very nice and really, just a gorgeous guy. But it was just, I was just very self-conscious about it because to me, I'm so much older. Like that was just, it was very, like I would be out and, I remember being at a restaurant with him, and then at the table next to us was a woman with her son, and she was younger. The disparity between them was smaller than the disparity between him and me. It was just like, this is wrong.
Did you look at it? Did she say anything to you? Because I would have been like, what, Karen?
That's cool.
Thanks.
No. Topical. No. I never felt like it was a judgment. It was more of a judgment of myself upon myself. It was I was judging myself. Nobody judged me around the relationship or anything. And least of all him, he was really great. And, and I'm not open to possibly seeing him again. It's just certainly like, to me, it was sort of a shock to think about somebody that much younger.
Yeah. But was he, a lot of times, women like me because of obviously I bring a lot to the table. So it's hard for me to find somebody who brings as much humor and grace as I do. That's why I'm trying to find somebody currently. I'm unattached.
Oh, I see. Wow. I see.
Yeah. So nice. If you have a friend, maybe somebody who's looking for a mature man, somebody who's not afraid of contests.
Okay.
And Chip, you were saying a mature
Sam
man.
Guy, what do you got?
No, go. I was gonna ask how you feel about that age difference. Would you also be grossed out dating somebody in their 20s?
Yeah, absolutely. As opposed to late teens. Yeah, sure would be. It's all mentality. Like, I like a girl who enjoys fun pranks, who's like, let's get crazy, who likes yelling shit at people out the car, whatever. You know, just stuff that makes everybody laugh. Playing fun little jokes on your friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If somebody's that much younger than you, because I'm in my 30s, and I've dated. And I dated a guy, the last boyfriend was younger than me, but like recently, like 25, like 26-year-old guys. And it's just like, they haven't like done like what you've done already. So there's like this whole big, you like watch them learn, I guess, which bores me. I don't know. It's like, they're not, like you said, they're not really bringing a lot to the table, but if you're so attracted to them,
yeah,
then that's another conversation, you know?
So would you say, Karen, that that's kind of my appeal, is that I've been through it. I've seen the darker side.
Yes, you're damaged.
No, I'm not.
I am.
No, you're not. Sam, what's that painting behind you? It's ugly.
Yeah. Oh. It's a movie poster for, it's a movie poster, I think, for a book.
What book?
It's the disaster artist.
Oh, yeah. He's not a good actor.
Tommy Wiseau, you mean?
Nah, he's not a good actor.
Yeah, that was kind of the point. But his co-star, he wrote a book about his experience with him that they ended up turning into a major motion picture. But that's a poster of his book that he signed for me. Yeah.
So let me ask you something. Margaret, do you got a lot of piercings? Because I'm big on, like, you know, like piercings and stuff.
Only in my ears.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's all had for me. Oh, I got the septum, Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, you have a Prince Albert?
Yeah. Big fat gauge. Yeah. Unfortunately, my genitals are rather thin, so the gauge weighs it down, and it goes down my leg, and I've had it ripped through a number of times.
Wow. Ow.
Your genitals are a little thin.
Unfortunately, one girl described them as it was a paper-thin genital. And a lot of times a big fat gauge, I figured that it would plump me up, but it didn't. It ripped right through the hole in the skin. Ooh. It's happened about 6 or 7 times. That skin never heals, so you got to find a new spot each time. Yeah, my pecker looks like the top of a Pez dispenser that blew off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's got a lot of skin dangling off it. But so what? That's not what makes a man a man.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Right. Yeah. More than your pecker.
That's like right, babe. Thank you. What's up, Sam? Go ahead, ask away. Don't be shy.
When they blow up somebody's head in like an 80s horror movie and you see the skin flaps of their face dangling off their neck, that's like your paper-thin genitals.
Yeah, but there's like a little place in the middle where the hole still has like a half a circle feel to it because I was going around in a row.
Oh, I see. So it's almost like a spiral. Like it's almost like one of those tetherball holes, except with ropes coming on many ends.
Yeah, you know, kind of. But it's all right. It doesn't hurt now. It's fine. You know what I mean? At one point, there was an odor, but there's not anymore. Things are back to normal.
It's great. Mm-hmm.
Things are nice. Hey, by the way, Margaret, are you doing any gigs? Karen's got a gig later. You stay with us another minute, Karen. I know you got to go because you got a show. She's hosting a show.
Nice.
Thank you. I just, you know how I get, Chip. I get all anxious.
Yeah, no, I know, babe. It's not, there's no fretting here. This is a no fret zone.
All right.
Nice.
How much time do you got? Like at least another 15, right?
No, I have to be there at 8:30.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God damn it.
It's getting pretty late then.
I know. I have an Uber on the way, but I'm just going to leave and pretend like it was a technical difficulty.
What's a testicle difficulty? Oh, Karen.
You tell me. You're the one with the torn up testicle.
No, I don't. It's the head. My testicles are really nice.
They're firm
and small like pot seeds. Huh?
Small? That's so small.
Yeah, they really
like
are. They're tight.
Like tight. And
there
like-
you go, Margaret. They're tight. My bag is tight.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a little teeny wrinkled fist.
But when I think of the head of your penis exploding, I think of that scene in Beetlejuice where their heads go in the shrimp cocktails.
Absolutely.
That's the head of your penis.
Ew. I never saw that.
Beetlejuice?
Nah.
Oh, it's so good.
It's really
good. So, Margaret, what other comedians voted for me? Now, let's be honest. There must have been who didn't vote for me. Let's get to the bottom of this because there's going to be payback.
I don't know. They all should have been voting for you. They should have. I don't know who the other comedians were. Who were they?
I don't know either.
There's Karen.
I know there was...
Well, you got
Karen had deaf technical difficulties.
Oh, she's gone.
Yeah, I guess Aruba was came along. You know, we ain't gonna say nothing. We'll cut this part out. I'm gonna cut her whole part out. So I'm gonna splice around so she doesn't embarrass me by leaving early.
Smart.
Yeah.
Has anybody talked to Michael Rappaport? I know Michael Rappaport was on the show. We don't know if he voted for Chip.
That's right. I should find out for you. I hope so. I'm going to find out from him and from Jeff Dillon. And we're going to see if they have made an enemy of Chipperson.
That's right.
Oh, Tim Dillon. Tim Dillon.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why he's upset. I keep forgetting his name. I was calling him Matt Dillon. Fucking Tim Oliphant. I don't remember. You know, they're all famous names.
And then Natasha Leggero.
Oh, Natasha, yeah. She was vulgar, painting a picture of that strange man's you-know-what. My mother said, Chipper, that's a vulgar lady.
But it was her husband. So she's not strange. Her husband, she was painting a picture of her husband's penis.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she was married.
Yeah.
Oh, I was sending her text messages.
Married to Moshe. Oh, no, she's married to Moshe.
You know Moshe.
The comedian Moshe?
Yeah, that's not cool at all. Like, you know him.
Oh,
yeah,
you shouldn't send him. I thought they bumped into each other on the flight and then went to the hotel. And I didn't know.
Their tour is called the Honeymoon Tour.
I didn't put two and two together. I thought maybe they were just in a good mood. I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Natasha, we got to grill her.
Yeah.
Megan Gailey, we got to grill her.
Mm-hmm.
A Fortune. Fortune was a contestant.
What's her name? Also? Fortune Feinster. She's Tom Papa's Netflix. Believe me, she doesn't want a problem with the Chip Army. My head itches, babe. Hold on a second. God damn. Got dandruff.
How could you have dandruff?
Where?
I got it. It cakes on my scalp. It's like a psoriasis.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets really bad because I take 3 and 4 hour showers and just scrub my body real hard. I don't know what it means.
Oh, that's too long.
Yeah, that's what Doesn't the doctor dry said. Your,
that's going to dry out your skin.
Yeah, it does. And the doctor said, whatever you're trying to forget, it's in there. You got to address it. I'm like, I'm not trying to forget anything.
Oh.
I just take really hot showers and scrub.
Oh, no.
It might that's be psychological. Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. All right, let's talk about these other people. Let me ask you. So, Judah, who did Judah vote for?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, let's ask Judah. We should ask Judah himself.
Yeah. Well, did you have any favorites aside from yourself? I know, you know, you kind of stay abreast to the comedy scene. Did you have any contestants on the show that you liked that you could look outside yourself and say, you know, that was very good. That was very good content.
I didn't watch many of them. I saw Margaret's sketches because I love Margaret and I enjoyed her sketches. Who robbed you? Who beat you?
I don't know. Well, maybe, who lasted, which was Natasha, you, Pitt.
No, but on your side, who were you up against head-to-head?
Who was I up against? Oh, I think I was, Mike Rappaport.
He's cheating. Michael's cheating. That's what it is.
And then I don't remember who I was on after. So I don't know. You have to see.
Yeah, Chip, I guess for some people it was not this sort of all-encompassing, end-all, be-all type of thing. It wasn't, you know, not everybody.
So what are you saying, that for real comedians, it was just a way to make a few bucks during the pandemic and they didn't give too much of a shit what happened? And for me, it was everything?
No, I wouldn't say that. That's
I hope not, because that would make me look really small and petty
and desperate.
I wouldn't say that.
This is a very important show, and as evidenced by the great force known as the Chip Army.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to piss them off. Believe me, they don't ever forget.
Got really behind everything, you know, and they really moved it all forward. I think that's what was really driving it.
The Chip Army, believe me, they were the star. TBS was aware of it. Everybody was aware that the Army was present, and they underestimated the Chip Army, and now we know what happens. I'm trying to get my show made on TBS.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Is it Gotcha Gotcha? Is that the show?
No, that was one, but I told you I'm doing that drama called Warlock Detective.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Chip Jefferson. He's part Warlock, and he's a detective.
Who would play Chip Jefferson?
I mean, I mean, who else? You know, I mean, I would bring humor and sensuality to it. You know,
it's like the ninth time you've said that.
Yeah, some people think I languish in redundancy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think that, but I get that.
Yeah. So, do you have a TV show, Margaret? You're working on. Let's do a show together. I mean, why not?
We should do. Let's do procedural. Do like a crime procedural.
I love
like,
that.
You know, yeah, like a lot of like stunt driving through alleyways.
Yes.
And we will have a toucan. Like we'll have like exotic birds.
Yeah.
I think that there's, or like some kind of like a fish tank. Like I'll have fish tank. You could have birds. And then we'll have like a lot of stunt driving through alleyways.
Okay. And what's like the push of the show? Who has the toucan?
You have the toucan.
I like a toucan. I'm a big Fruit Loops fan.
I'll have
fan.
The angel fish.
All right, you got the fish. I'll have the bird. What should I name him?
I mean, you could do toucan.
Birdie. I'll name him Birdie.
Yeah.
It'll work. Birdie works. Birdie will work.
Yeah, and so we're a cop buddy team. Is that what we are?
Yeah, we're a cop buddy team. Or private detectives. Or, private detectives.
Because you know what could be fun? If you were like, I'm Chip. Private Dick.
Dude, I walk up to the door, I knock on the door, and I go, hey, I'm Chip Private Dick, and you're there next to me. He always hit me on the shoulder. You go, come on, cut it out. We're here to solve a murder.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It'd be fun banter.
What city would this take place in, do you think? Are we thinking of a tropical
Hills of San Francisco. Or? You're a West Coast gal, right?
Yeah. Yes. So San Francisco's perfect. That's where I'm from.
Yeah,
let's do San Francisco, the hills of San Francisco. Because I've always dreamt of being like in a car and riding up those hills and catching someone for sodomy.
I love it. Oh, yeah.
That's so specific.
That would be a good thing. Although, I don't think sodomy should be against the law.
Oh, I don't either. I mean, just somebody who has done it when they shouldn't have. No, I don't think it should be illegal. I'm a big fan.
I like sodomy.
It. Yeah, me too. Yeah, you got to be ready for it.
I'm hosting the Folsom Street Fair. That's coming up at the end of September.
Okay. What's going to be
online.
At the Folsom Street? Oh, it's not even in person?
No. I'm going to do it online.
So what's going to happen there?
A lot of sodomy.
Oh, good. I back it 100%. There's restaurants in San Francisco now called Bubble Cafe. Did you see the Bubble Cafe?
No.
Outdoor bubble cafe. Everybody's sitting in those things. Looks like the Epcot Center. There's two of you and the waiter comes in and there's nobody else. You're sitting in a plastic bubble.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me too. I would love to
do. What does that have to do with Epcot Center?
It looks like the Epcot. It looks like that circle thing at Epcot.
Oh, the big globe thing.
It looks like the globe thing at the Epcot Center. Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't worry, Margaret. We're almost done. I know this is a strange one.
I don't think so, Chip. I think Margaret seems like she's having a great time. She feels right at
home. I'm having
here.
A great time, yeah. We haven't been.
What's your dog's name?
Lucia. She's tired.
She bite?
No.
Aww.
Is she friendly?
She's really friendly.
Would she let me pet her if I was there?
Yes, she would.
Chip, you had a dog when you were a kid, didn't you?
Had many dogs when I was a kid.
Oh, what was your favorite one?
It's really hard to say. Steve was a good one.
Oh, what kind of a dog was Steve?
He was a mutt. He was a mutt that I rescued.
Yeah. Did you have him for a long time?
No, I didn't.
Oh, would you pass him on to a new owner?
No, I didn't. I had him and I built him a little a box to sleep in, you know, so Steve would be comfortable.
Sure.
And I woke up the next day and I unscrewed the box and I opened it and Steve was just sleeping and he wouldn't get up.
What was the box made of?
It was made of wood, but someone told me, how come you didn't put holes in that box, Chipper? I said, I don't know. I didn't think I needed to.
Oh.
Did you suffocate Steve on accident?
No, but there were no holes.
So what did you do after Steve wouldn't wake up? What did you do with Steve?
I told Ma, I think Steve needs to be woken up. And she picked him up and she brought him into the kitchen. Uh-huh. And I heard her foot step on that thing that opens the garbage can lid. And she put Steve in there. I heard that telltale sound of a plastic lid opening. Ma dropped Steve. Yep. Whoa. Yeah. Okay. No. I was very sad.
Steve was just the one day.
Steve was one day, but I really loved him. We bonded. He was a good animal.
Oh, he must have been so confused at the end.
Yeah, he really was. Yeah. Anyway, this was fun. Did you enjoy this, Margaret? Your first time on the Chip Chipperson podcast?
I had such a good time. Thank you. Such a good time.
I hope. And you got to help me do some investigating to see which pieces of garbage did not vote for Chipper. We need to punish them.
Out. We're going
to
get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. You should you should start trying to get maybe one comic from the show on every single week, even if it takes a year.
Yeah.
And grill every single one of them.
Every single one. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Who did you vote for?
Maybe that could be your procedural. Maybe you, right. And, you and Margaret are the comedy police.
Yeah.
And you
interrogation.
Go, you knock on people's doors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you find
That's
out.
Great.
Yeah.
Chipperson, private dick, and she hits me. Come on, cut it out. We're here to find out information. And I go, who did you vote for in the tournament of laughs? They go, oh, blah, blah. And they do that. I'm like, you voted for piss.
So good.
But if they spit it right out, they're like, Chipperson, you, of course. And I'm like, all right, it's good. We'll see.
Yeah.
That's good. A couple of seasons in that, I think, for sure.
I think so.
This was a lot of fun. Now, Margaret, nobody told you how we close. I count down. It's really great. Count down. We don't like profanity on this show. So you ever hear Chippy Kaye, mother effer? We don't say that. We say Chippy Kaye, father mucker, because it's TV clean.
Okay.
We yell it at the top of our lungs.
Okay. Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Chippy Kaye, father muckers.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to promote?
I'm hosting Folsom Street Fair.
That's in San Francisco.
Yes, but all over the world because it's online. So, yes.
All right, babe. Thank you, Margaret, very much.
Thank you.